I'm here with Thad Cooper, who is one of the organisers for Astonbury Festival, which is running for its 8th year this year, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 8 years, and still run entirely by volunteers. Nice. It's run by our cricket club, actually. Mm-hmm. It's a little fundraiser that's kind of got a bit out of hand in the last few years, and it started off a couple of people in a field, raining a lot, and on the back of a lorry, and now we've expanded to get over 2,000 people last year, Tinchy Strider headlining and Ministry of Sound. So, this year's our first year at a new site, so we're really excited about the festival.
I guess that's how most good festivals start, don't they? Just a few people in a field.
Yeah, it's just a gathering of friends. And I guess that's what makes a festival.
Yeah.
It's the people that are there, really, and the people that put it on. And I guess we're slightly different to a lot of other festivals in that we're just a kind of group of mates that have played cricket together since we were kind of 7 or 8 years old. And now we're sort of in our late 20s, and putting on this sort of music event is just such a great fun project that we all get involved in.
So you're all Oxfordshire locals then, organise it?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, we all live a couple of miles from the club. Some of us have moved away a little bit now, but we all still play our cricket for Astonra, and hence the cheesy name of the festival, Astonbury.
Are the proceeds still going towards the cricket club? Is that still what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. All the profit that's generated from the event going towards developing the sporting facilities at the cricket club, which are kind of used by, they're used by over 300 youngsters on a Tuesday night. So we've got one of the biggest cult sections in the county. And the money's been used to do things such as develop the practicing equipment, the netting facilities, and we've even managed to build ourselves a second pitch. So now we've got 4 teams playing cricket on a Saturday. So yeah, all the proceeds go towards that and bettering the facilities which are used by the community.
But you mentioned that it's moving site this year, the festival.
Mm.
So it's not at the cricket ground this year, or is it moving back there?
Actually, it's hasn't been at the cricket ground since it was first created. It was there for the first year, and then we moved to a field next door, and then this is actually our 4th home. So in, I think it was 2012, possibly the worst summer ever on record. The rainfall meant that we had to put our festival kind of undercover to ensure that it happened. So we were really lucky to be good friends with some local farmers that happened to have an empty grain barn. So we moved all the combine harvesters and tractors out of it, put in a stage, and held the festival in the barn. And I think there was, I think about 50 or 60% of festivals across the UK that year were cancelled because of the weather. But we were lucky enough to have ours, and it just so happened that the day of the festival, the whole of Britain was overcome with a heat wave. So it was actually too hot, and it wasn't wet at all. That's the story of that. And then we've moved it this year because we've exceeded the capacity of the barn. You can only fit so many people in that to make it bigger and return it to its roots. It's now held at the Kingston House Estate Park, which is just across the road from the cricket club. This is the first year we've done 2 days as well. But we've sold well over 200 camping tickets already.
Are there certain activities you've got for kids?
Absolutely, yeah. This year, we had a fun fair in the past, but this year is the debut of the full Astonbury Fun Fair. We've got 4 rides for kids and 2 adult-sized rides. So in my opinion, you're never too old and never too cool for a fun fair. Awesome fun. And yeah, so there's that for the kids. I mean, under 12s are free as well, so bear that in mind. So a lot of families are hopefully going to bring everybody, really. We've also got lots of jugglers, face paint for the real youngsters. I expect there'll be a few adults chucked in there as well. And yeah, just a great day out. You can camp out. There's family camping as well as slightly older or young adults, if you like, sort of camping area that can get a little bit loud at times. And yeah, it's just a lovely park set in, you know, the rolling countryside just in the foothills of the Chilterns. So you couldn't hope for a more idyllic, picturesque sort of setting for a festival, really.
Nice. And it should be good weather this weekend, I think.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I've banned myself from looking at the weather forecast because it just yeah, it makes me a bit nervous. And every time someone says something like what you just say, kind of touch wood and reach for something.
Well, we'll move on then. The lineup this year.
Yeah.
Who do you have and who are you particularly looking forward to?
Well, this year we've kind of gone for a bit of a split. We've kind of aimed at a lot of different generations, trying to cater for everybody, really. So as I said, last year we had Tinchy and the Ministry of Sound. We're keeping the sort of dance music vibe again. So headlining the dance stage is Jaguar Skills this year. And that's going to be on the Friday. And then on the Saturday, we've got Castle Club Iron Appa's Steve Richards coming all the way from over there to do a set.
Yeah.
And then on the main stage, the live acts are going to be The Feeling on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about getting those guys down. They've been playing a couple of festivals in the local area, Penfest, Carfest. So to get them on our bill is just, it's magnificent, really. We're really excited about that. And then, of course, on the Saturday, we've got Wretch 32. So there's a whole host of local talent as well, because what we try and do with our festival is we give a lot of unsigned bands in the local area the opportunity to perform on a big stage and support acts, global acts like The Feeling, Wretch 32, and kind of it gives them an opportunity to get noticed by the management and also puts a large crowd in front of them, which is, you know, there's a lot of fantastic acts out there that are just uncovered. So coming to Astonbury, you might be surprised by some of the acts that you haven't heard of just yet. And there might be a few on there that you might go away and download. I mean, we've got a couple of acts off The Voice from last year as well. So we've got these guys called Divide. They've come back, Barney Holmes and Lex VIP. They were just so awesome last year. They did their own little Astonbury rap in the backstage area. And then we've also got Maygene Peters, who performed on The Voice and got through. She was a finalist as well. She's got a cracking voice and got a new EP coming out as well in the next... well, it came out last month, actually. So she's hot stuff at the moment. Plenty of DJs and yeah, some other little local acts that just kind of play the pub scene. So
yeah, nice.
it's going to be an eclectic mix.
So if people want to get tickets, what's the best way to go about it? How would they get there? All the kind of practical info?
Yeah, so if people want to still buy tickets, they're still available online at www.astonbury.net. They'll be available right up until a couple of hours before the event opens its gates on Friday at midday. Prices are, well, weekend tickets, adults prices are £32 for the weekend. And day tickets are £20, and under 12s come in for free. Camping is £6 as well.
That's such a bargain.
It's pretty cheap for what you can get. And, you know, we're not ripping people off on drinks prices either. Reasonably priced beers. We've got a huge beer tent going up this year with loads of local craft ales going in there. We've also got these London bus bars that are coming in, and people can sit up on the balcony and get a great view of the stage. So, yeah, there's a lot going on down there.
Have you got local food trucks and things in as well?
Yeah, we've actually, funny you should ask, we've got a food village this year.
Food village?
Food village, yeah. So we've got everything from, I'll just list them. We've got the Great British Sausage Company. We've got the Flaming Grill Pubs Company. They're bringing a mobile set up that they're going to do burgers. I think there's 5 different types of burgers, chips, and they're also going to provide a breakfast menu so all the campers can get their baps in the morning. And then we've also got Larac Shack, which is basically raclette for all those people that have been skiing in the Alps. So just lovely cheese poured over vegetables and bits and bobs. And then, yeah, some pretty incredible ice cream guys from Italy are coming down as well. So there's a little bit of everything. Cool. And, I've got to mention there's a curry stall as well, if people are feeling brave. So, yeah.
And are you still looking for volunteers? Can people still get involved?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, without volunteers, the festival wouldn't be able to run. We've got about 70 volunteers for each day. And if anybody would like to come and lend a hand, be it just pouring a couple of pints or maybe directing cars into the car park, then we'd be happy to offer them a free ticket. Just get in touch via the website. The email address is info@astonbury.net, and we'll do our best to involve you guys.
Brilliant.
In terms of parking, there's quite a bit at the festival. You can park at the festival. I think it's only £2 to park your car for the weekend. And then there's also an opportunity to park camper vans if you want to go in for that. But we'd ask that you contact the website before you just turn up. The nearest train station is going to be Princess Risborough. It's only about 10 or 15 minutes away. There's also Tame and Haddenham Parkway. But the best way to get to the festival, really, is the Oxford Tube, because we're actually about, half a mile from Lewknor Turn, okay. Junction 6 to the M40. So getting from London or Oxford is just super easy.
Yeah.
We've also got a shuttle bus service running from 11 at night till 2 in the morning. So if you don't fancy braving one of the campsites, we can run you back home for, I think it's £4 a journey. So yeah.
So you get the shuttle back to the Oxford Tube, and that, of course, runs all night.
That's 24 hours. So
brilliant.
Yeah, okay. You can get back to your comfy bed. But the campsite will be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then you'll miss out on your bath in the morning, otherwise.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today, Thad.
No, thank you very much for having me in.
Enjoy the festival.
Yeah, I expect to see you there.